Richie here with you for the Thistle and Shamrock. Thanks for joining me and welcome. Patrick O'Reilly is joined by the Corrifin Chamber Orchestra as he demonstrates why he is held to be one of today's finest traditional piano players in Ireland. With classical training on his instrument and growing up in a household filled with traditional music, bridging the gap between these styles comes naturally to Patrick and to Patsy Reid. And Bridging the Gap was her commissioned piece for the Celtic Connections Festival in 2008. Involving a dozen players, it was recorded live and we'll be enjoying music from it as we spend our time together this week on Thistle. And all our music will fit nicely around that feel, and you'll hear what I mean as we bring Jean Redpath along with one of her songs of the 18th century songwriter Lady Nairn with cellist Abby Newton and David Gusakov on fiddle. And this is a 17th century Monteverdi madrigal, Si dolce el tormento, from guitarist Tony McManus. Thank you.
was on a summer's evening, away afore the sun gaed down. Lassie, we a braw new goon, come out the hills to ye gowrie. The rose but washed in summer, sure's been fresh within the sunny boor, but Kitty was the fairest floor that e'er was seen in gowrie. To see her cousin, she come there, but oh, the scene was passing fair. What in Scotland can compare with the castle Gowrie? The sun was setting on the day, the blue hills melting into grey, the mavis and the blackbirds lay, were sweetly heard in Gowrie. Oh, lad, the lassie I had wooed, and truth and constancy had vowed, but could nae speed wi' her I lured until she saw the Gowrie. I pinted tae my feathers haw, yon bonnie build I on the shaw, saloon that there nae blast could blaw, would she no bide in Gowrie? Her feather was baith glad, and why her mother she would nothing say. They would get play if Kitty gave to Gowrie. She whiles did smile, she whiles did greet, the blush and tear were on her cheek. She nothing said and hung her head, but knew she's Lady
Jean Redpath with The Lass o' Gowrie, one of the 18th century songs of Carolina Oliphant, Lady Nairn. Abby Newton and David Gusakoff on cello and fiddle with Jean Redpath there. Now, Patsy Reid was invited to create a new work for the Celtic Connections Festival, and it was the natural thing for her to want to do, to combine her two loves, traditional and classical music. She'd learned to wear two musical hats while she was attending the Royal Northern College of Music during the week and playing folk gigs and ceilidhs on the weekends. So in creating her composition, Bridging the Gap, she set out to write pieces in all seven modern modes of music, journeying, for example, from Aeolian to Dorian mode, in the form of a violin concerto. And in performing it, she drafted musicians that she felt would be well able to transcend the stylistic differences. So Anna Wendy Stevenson, Aidan O'Rourke, Mary Campbell, Natalie Haas, and eight others, including herself. It all comes together musically and obviously socially too. Here is Patsy Reid, Bridging the Gap. Patsy Reid and Friends, Bridging the Gap. And we'll have more from that live performance recorded at the Glasgow Royal Concert Hall during Celtic Connections 2008 as we continue with the music here on Thistle. Remember to check online for more information about it all at thistleradio.com. This is NPR. This is Fiona Ritchie, French guitarist Pierre Bensoussan ahead with his take on Handel's Water Music, also Irish vocal harmonies from Anuna. First of all, guitar and mandolin together, Atchakeek Shore, Al Petaway and Amy White.
Is curly hair.
from Pierre Bensu's song Water Music, and we heard Anuna and Al Petaway and Amy White. Back to Patsy Reid's journey through modern music modes now and across the bridge between classical and traditional music in her commissioned work for fiddles, violas, piano, double bass, guitar and cello. It's Bridging the Gap.
Thank you. Thank you.
From fiddler and composer Patsy Reid, with Mary Hall, Aidan O'Rourke, Anna Wendy Stevenson, Duncan Lyle, Deirdre Morrison, Ian Copeland, Linda Whittaker, Michael Bryan, Ian Hutchinson, Mary Campbell and Natalie Haas, live at Celtic Connections, Bridging the Gap, on the Thistle and Shamrock, with me, Fiona Ritchie, and we bridge an ocean to you each week from Scotland. This is a thistleradio.com production. Programme playlists are updated each week and archived on our website, where you'll find lots to explore, all at thistleradio.com. And write, if you'd like to, for this week's programme playlist, Bridging the Gap, send a self-addressed stamped envelope to the Thistle and Shamrock, PO Box 518, Matthews, North Carolina 28106. Sean Davey has long worked to bring together traditional musicians and orchestras. He put this new setting of The Parting Glass together for the film Waking Ned Devine, and he arranged it here for the opening of the Helix Concert Hall in Dublin. Sean Davey with Seamus Begley, Liam O'Flynn, Noleg Casey and the RTE National Symphony Orchestra. Join me again next week. Looking forward to it.
Spent it in good company, and all the harm I've ever done, alas, it was to none but me. And all I've done for want of wit, to memory now I can't recall. So fill to me the parting glass, good night and sorry for my going away, and all the sweet arms that e'er I had would wish me one more day to stay. But since it fell into my lot that I should rise and you should not, I gently rise and softly call, good night.
Thistle and Shamrock is a service mark of Fiona Ritchie and is made possible in part by the Compass Records Group. Compass Records, Green Linnet and Mulligan Records, dedicated to the support of Celtic music, past, present and future. www.compassrecordsgroup.com. Support for NPR comes from the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, the Doris Duke Charitable Foundation supporting the performing arts, environmental conservation, medical research and the prevention of child abuse, and the National Endowment for the Arts, which believes that a great nation deserves great art.
So
this is NPR Music.